I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, another Where Are They Now segment with former Knoxville basketball great Katie Kitchis. Katie, normally we talk to you during the basketball season, and we'll get to why we are really talking to you here in the summer. But Katie, you're out in Omaha going through summer workouts with the Mavericks. How's that going, so far this summer?
Yes, good to hear from you again, Derek. This summer has been actually very well. We are about a whole month into working out now, so it's been going super great. There's lots and lots of new girls. There's only 5 returners. So, and there's 14 of us on the team. So that's a lot of new people to get to know and everyone just get used to our style of play and how we each as individuals play, but it's been really good. We have all meshed well together, and I'm really, really hoping for a great year with this new group.
Well, with new faces like that, it's almost practically a brand new team for you. What are some things that you're trying to do to get to know some of your new teammates a little bit better?
Yeah, it's definitely another brand new team. We do have the same coaches, so that is nice. But with the girls, all of them are just fun. So they're fun to hang out with outside of basketball. And we each have, or as a team, we have breakfast together every morning. And so that's a time that we can all sit and chat and catch up. And of course, just being in the gym, we spend lots and lots of time together. So there's always talking to do and get to know each other, and it has been very good so far.
Again, we're talking to former Knoxville girls basketball great Katie Kitchis. The reason why we do have you on is you are going to come back to Knoxville in August to put on a camp through the Knoxville Youth Initiative or Youth Association. Tell us about that, why you wanted to do this and why, you are trying to, obviously giving back to the sport that has given you so much.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I am so excited to have a camp in Knoxville, and it's not just for Knoxville kids. It's open to any school district, any community in the area, because I have always, always wanted to put on a camp for just young athletes in my area. And maybe, they're a lot younger than me now, so they might not even remember me, but I remember being little and just looking up to those high school athletes and athletes that had gone on to play somewhere else. And I just idolized them. I thought they were the coolest things ever. And so it has been my dream really since I've been in high school that I want to have a camp in the area for kids to come to. And I was hoping the dates that I chose that worked best with my schedule, I was really hoping it would work well for others too, because I would love for all the kids to be there and come and learn and just have fun. I love to have fun, so I'm really excited for the camp.
All right, where, when, dates and everything, and how they can they sign up?
Oh yes, so you can sign up. There's a registration link on Facebook, either my Facebook or the Knoxville Youth Activities Alliance Facebook. But it's going to be held in the Knoxville Middle School. So, the new middle school, because I'm so old, I still get confused with the new and old middle school. But
old middle school is no longer there now.
I know, but I've just been gone for so long, I forget. So just to make it clear, the new middle school. And then it's Monday, August 5th, and Tuesday, August 6th. And then based on registration numbers for right now, I have like 2 different times. So if you're going into first through fourth grade, you're in the morning. So 9 to 12 on Monday, and then 9 to 11 on Tuesday. And then if you're going into 5th through 8th grade, you're in the afternoon. So on Monday, it's 1 to 4 p.m. And on Tuesday, it is noon to 2 p.m. So it's just the 2 days of putting some extra work in, having some fun, and really just playing the game of basketball that I love so much, and I want to pass that on to others as well.
What kind of things are you going to do? Is it kind of skills? Maybe, and I know you probably want to, put some, games and kind of fun contests to keep the kids involved.
Yes, of course. I love fun games and contests to do. We always will have, you know, winners and certificates and things like that. I really preach, you know, high energy, high effort, being detail oriented, being a good teammate. So that is, of course, going to be talked about in really, yeah, just preached at my camp. And then it's lots and lots of skill work. So I believe that, you know, all the reps and all the hard work that you put in is what you're going to get out of it at the end of this. So lots of skill work will be done for sure. But of course, we will have fun and we will play games and it should be a great time. I'm super, super excited. It'll be here before we know it, really. I mean, it's less than a month away already.
And is there a cost to sign up?
Yes, it is only $40 for like both of the days. You know, both of the, you get Monday and Tuesday for the 40. If you sign up before July 19th, then you'll also get a camp t-shirt. So I'm also really excited that, you know, hopefully throughout the areas with all the kids that come, they'll have a little Katie Kitesch's t-shirt to wear around. And that just, imagining that, I just get chills because that's so cool to me that that's a thing. Like, it's just a dream come true to be able to host a camp at home.
What do you get out of this? I mean, you sounded, you're like, you are really excited about this, but yet you also are, seems like very humble that, oh my gosh, they look up to me. They, even though they probably don't remember you playing, they've heard about you and they've maybe seen you on video or on, you know, when they've caught the game stream on, you know, out from Omaha.
Yeah, I mean, I've always just, yeah, I just hope that I could be a good role model for the younger kids. And that's ever since I've been in high school and then still to now. Like, I'm not home a lot anymore, obviously, because I'm here in Omaha working. But I just have always hoped that the little kids can look up to me and just be a good role model of someone who works hard and has good high energy. And, you know, you can accomplish a lot in life if you really put your mind to it. You know, you can't be lazy couch potato all the time and expect great things to happen. So I've really worked hard over the years and put the time in. And so in my fifth year, I'm hoping that we can do some good things, but I really, really wanted to do this camp before my time is up because I want these kids to see it too.
Well, looking forward to having you back in Knoxville in August. And, of course, I'm looking forward to making my annual trip out to Omaha to see my favorite Maverick play this winter. And, you know, hopefully you have a great camp and, you know, have a great fifth-year senior season with the Mavericks.
Yes, I'm so excited for my fifth year. I'm hoping it's good, too. And I'm even more excited for camp. It's going to be great.
That's Katie Kitesch's former Knoxville girls basketball standout. We'll have more right after this on the Today's Lady Radio sports page on KNIA KRLS.